Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, that's the late Tom Petty bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Keita Spock. She's helping us find some happiness wherever we can uncover it. Keita, thanks again for being here. S-Z-P-A-K, Keita with a K, KeitaSpock.com is her website. You can find her books there. Keita, one of the things that I think is starting to make people unhappy is we're crossing over from being afraid of the disease, the coronavirus, COVID-19, the coronavirus and the COVID-19 disease it creates. We're crossing over from being afraid of that to feeling maybe even oppressed, impinged, restricted, however it lands on anybody, by the government's response to this. In America, we have a constitution. I'm pretty sure Canada is a pretty strong democracy too, and I wonder, in America, we're starting to have governors do creepy things that make us say, "In what country are we living in?" And that's making us unhappy. Are things like that happening in Canada?
Yeah, what I found is, the more restrictive something is and it becomes what we call unreasonable, and I'll give you an example. I'm in Ontario, and the province right beside me is Quebec, and there's a river that separates us, so there's basically bridges between my city and the city across the way, Gatineau. Now, there are people going back and forth daily to work. What has happened, though, is the province of Quebec...
Like New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, New York.
Restrictions. And so they have police checking every car crossing the river to see whether people are going over for a deliberate purpose, that is to work or
wow.
to serve as a frontline
worker.
That's
like a police state, isn't it?
Yeah, or if they're just going over to even visit a family member, they're not allowed. They have
wow.
to stay in. And that imposition has only been... directed by the province of Quebec here in Canada among its many provinces. But that, to me, is an indication of where fear has broached individual rights mm-hmm. and privileges and, to a certain extent, simply courtesy.
Well, what I'm asking people to do is to start differentiating between our fear of the disease and an increasing reason to be afraid of the response to the disease. What do you think?
I think so, because what happens with fear, and sometimes people who are in control use fear.
That's right.
This is important. They use fear in order to control further.
Despots have been doing that. Tyrants have been doing that for generations, for centuries, haven't they?
Yeah, this is to impose further restrictions. And so as people become a little more, they're becoming a little more compliant, so
right.
they'll do this in order to ensure safety. Then there's a next step. Then there's a next step.
Right.
And then further down the long line, you realize that one's rights and freedoms have been suppressed.
Right.
This is where we as, being in the liberal countries we are, we can write to our MPs. We can stand
mm-hmm.
up and
mm-hmm.
say, this is enough. This is where it's really important because that, again, goes back to empowerment.
That's starting to happen in America, Keita. Is it happening
yeah.
in Canada? Do you think people in Canada, Canadians, are starting to think this way?
Yeah, absolutely, because I think that this whole pandemic has a life. But this life is a limited one.
That's right.
And we have to be sure that we don't allow somebody else to say, well, this is limitless, and it goes
right.
on forever.
We have to take back. We have to take back our rights that, frankly, some of these governors have never had. They never had the authority to do some of the things that they've done. But one of the things I'd like to point out is that we people like you and me, Keita, people our age, the parents and the grandparents, we need to tell our children this isn't normal. We need to make sure they understand that this kind of behavior, the things you described a minute ago, that's not normal for Canada. Don't think that that's something you should grow up thinking is normal. What do you think? That's thoughts.
Absolutely. And the other aspect to it is engagement. This is where we as citizens have the ability to respond. And you'll notice, Jim, that as these things are happening, there is a greater engagement. This actually, to me, is very encouraging. There is no passivity anymore. Mm-hmm. You don't have a right to be passive. You have the right to be engaged.
That's one of the silver linings of all this, isn't it? That maybe people, maybe Americans and Canadians will be more aware of that. We have to continue to hold our liberty dear.
Yes. And if the last thing I would mention is, please, all of you, do your homework. Don't take at face value what sometimes mainstream media is spouting.
Well said.
Because if you take a look at some of the scientific background, so what the doctors are saying going through the virus in hospitals, there are different outcomes than there are what is being said officially.
Right. Keita, I got to wrap it up. Thank you for being here.
Yeah.
Great job today. Stay safe and come back soon.
For sure. I can come back anytime.
We'd love to have you back. Keita Spock, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.